So you figured you need to make a video for your organization.
But it's the who, why, how. Everything that comes next that's got you a little bit
nervous. I'm Stu from Chuck Media, and over the last 15 years or so of making TV commercials, brand films, digital content, and documentaries, let me tell you, I have seen some things go wrong.
I'm Mel from Chuck, and we're here to let you in on the biggest mistakes companies make when hiring a video production company so that you don't have to.
So let's dive in. So we're talking about businesses that are looking to get a video made and what mistakes that we've seen made, so we can try and help people not make those mistakes. So one that we see a bit is that a company decides they want to get a video made, but their number one overriding factor is they're going to make that decision based on price. Now, I totally get it. Price is important. We all make decisions every day on things, and at least are partially based on price. Yeah. Mel, I'm sure you have done such things.
Oh, my. I mean, usually, you know, I say money's no object, but it's true. Sometimes I do have to make choices.
It's a generous pay scale here at Chuck.
Exactly. I can remember the days when I used to have to choose things based on price. You've been faced with the choice between going a little bit extra on a meal, right? Late at night, maybe you're hankering for some food and you have a choice in front of you, right? Spend like an extra $5, $10 or get that cheap kebab that you normally do every night and then regret in the morning. How does that turn out for you?
It's problematic.
Exactly.
It didn't,
point made.
It didn't do what it said on the tin.
I thought not. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's worth putting in the extra money.
Sometimes you owe it to yourself.
Exactly. I think it's very understandable making choices based on price, of course.
For sure.
But when you think about the value that something like a video can bring your company, right? It can be a lot more than maybe you initially think it is. You know, when you think about a video, depending on where it lives, if it's, you know, on your website, on your socials, whatever it may be, you can use that video again and again for years. That video can be replacing, you know, how many conversations, and that video is going to be more powerful and impactful than any conversation that you could have.
100%. And there's so many different types of video where that can be the case. So you can have training videos, you can have recruitment videos, as well as just the more obvious brand stories and branding pieces. Let's say you've got a video which takes the place of someone who's had to do face-to-face training, and you might be onboarding people for the next 5 years with that bit of content instead of having to have someone physically stand in a room. What's the value of that to your company? And you're also maintaining a message which has been, you know, completely vetted by the organization. So there's a lot of secondary value to that approach using video, right?
Absolutely. It's invaluable when you think about it in terms of that. And even when you think about a 3-minute video, there's tons of content in that. That's how many, you know, 30 seconds, 10 second clips that you can make and put on different social media channels. So we know that now, like, 3 minutes is a lot of time and you can get a lot out of that.
You know, a way that we look at it when we're trying to diagnose that for a client is, what's the problem that you're looking this video to solve, and are we creating a solution that's commensurate with the scale of the problem? One of our clients is a very well-regarded, high-class, you know, top-tier property developer, and so they've got up to 5 at any one time apartment developments on the go, which are, you know, at the luxury end of the scale. If they're selling a 2-bedroom apartment off the plan for $1 million, does it make sense to make an advertising video that is, you know, basically the smell of an oily rag? Does that make sense? Or are they respecting their own brand?
Yeah.
It comes back to that idea of brand reputation, right? You run the risk of doing yourself damage. Now, look, I'm not saying that there's not a time and a place for quick and easy videos, for sure. You know, there's a lot of content that just needs to churn and burn on social media. But that's not always the case.
I mean, there's always a time and a place for that kebab that we talked about, right? But yeah, you have to think about, I mean, that brand reputation, that consistency, that quality, you want it there across everything. I mean, I would argue even those small pieces of content that do feel like, as you said, churn and burn, I would argue that even those, you you know, how do you want those to look? What is that representing you? How long is that going to live on social media? You know, how often are people going to be able to access that video? It's like what they say, you know, if it's on the internet, it lives forever, right? Yeah. That's real. I'm just saying, not necessarily. Right. So I've heard. It never goes away. Yeah, yeah. Even if you press delete.
Don't dig too deep, people.
It lives forever, and it's something to think about, you know? Yeah, so yeah. You may think it's just for nothing, it's disposable, it's temporary. It's not.
Not always the case.
No.